we not only condemn these kinds of acts, these kinds of atrocities, and all of those behind them, we condemn anyone who sympathizes with them or offers an excuse for them as people who are ignorant of the foundations of their religion. And Islam is not represented by such chaos, such havoc, and such harm upon a society. We denounce those who engage in such behavior and those who defend, sympathize with, or wish that we would be silent about the perpetrators of such crimes. فَالطُّغَاتُ فِي حُقُوقِ اللَّهِ So the transgressors against the limits set by Allah, وَفِي حُقُوقِ الْعِبَادِ And the transgressors against the rights of the servants, against the people, هُمْ أَهْلُ النَّارِ وَلِعَاذُ بِاللَّهِ They are the people of the fire, and refuge with Allah is sought. There are spousal rights, there are brotherly rights, there are parental rights, there are rights due to children, rights due to neighbors, rights due amongst business partners, all amongst the Muslims. Then there are rights between the Muslims and non-Muslims. There are such things as agreements and understandings of peaceful coexistence that the Prophet ﷺ established for us that we follow and that we observe. That when you have an understanding of peaceful coexistence with non-Muslim people, مَنْ قَتَلَ مُعَاهَدًا Whoever kills someone who has this understanding of peace with the Muslims, لَمْ يَرَحْ رَائِحَةَ الْجَنَّةِ He shall not even detect the smell of paradise, as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam negated. Meaning the person who kills a non-Muslim, one non-Muslim, who has an understanding of peaceful coexistence with the Muslims, then he shall not enter paradise. He shall not enter paradise. He has committed a sin that is so grave, so heinous, and so heavy upon him that it bars him from entering paradise. He is a major sinner with this action. So this makes this ayah to us relevant to something that happened late last night in the city of Orlando, Florida, where it is reported by news agencies that a gunman opened fire in a nightclub and he killed 50 people and injured 53 people. These are the latest numbers that I believe are reported. Killed 50 and injured 53. And a Muslim name behind the atrocity, and indications and assumptions about inclinations towards religious fanaticism and religious extremism. We say, as we have always said, that our religion does not afford us this kind of behavior and does not allow us to behave in this way in a land of the non-Muslims, where there is an agreement of and an understanding of peaceful coexistence. And transgressing against the people in this case is a major sin and can lead, if one kills a person, can lead to a person being barred entrance to paradise and refuge with Allah Ta'ala is sought. Our verse today, لِلطَّاغِينَ مَآبًا إِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ كَانَتْ مِرْصَادًا The hellfire, Jahannam, is a place of ambush for who? لِلطَّاغِينَ For those who transgress. We say this verse that we're studying today applies to any Muslim who believes that animosity or his stance against non-Muslims or some of their behavior that is against Islamic values entitles him to acts of transgression against their physical safety in a place and in a situation where there is a mutual understanding of peaceful coexistence. You find such people, they are taghun, they are transgressors, with every type of taghyan, every type of transgression. It's not enough to mention that they've killed 50 and injured 53 without right, but rather, what's worse than that is what? The image of al-Islam being marred by the mistaken actions of misguided people like these, the image of Islam being trampled upon and being capitalized an event like this being taken advantage of and capitalized upon by the critics and the enemies of Islam, who wish to say that Islam endorses these kinds of operations and these kinds of behaviors. Add to that the restrictions and the hardships that Muslims may face in the wake of such an event, the harms that are resulting from such an act. They are clearly, the burden of them lie upon the one who initiated such behavior. So we not only condemn these kinds of acts, these kinds of atrocities, and all of those behind them, we condemn anyone who sympathizes with them or offers an excuse for them as people who are ignorant of the foundations of their religion and need to learn their religion. And Islam is not represented by such chaos, such havoc, and such harm upon a society. We denounce those who engage in such behavior and those who defend, sympathize with, or wish that we would be silent about the perpetrators of such crimes. We are not silent, and we have never been silent, as our scholars throughout history have not been silent and are not silent today. We thank Allah Ta'ala for His guidance. وصلي اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين